Still, we are in lesson 4 on this page 8. Now, we have learned the possessive articles for masculine nouns, my and our. It was pa and pain. Now, this time we are looking at the possessive articles for a feminine object or a person which belongs to us, my or our, if that person or object is a feminine noun. So, for example, tihirini, the piece, it's feminine noun. My piece is tahirini, and our piece is tenhirini. Another feminine noun is gom, power. So, tigom, the power. Tagom, my power. Ten gom, our power. So we'll say them again: tihirini, tahirini, tenhirini. Tigom, tagom, ten gom. Now let's see what we say in the Holy Pascha. Emmanuel, ben nuti, chen. Ten miti, tinu. Emmanuel, pen nuti. Now nuti is masculine noun, so we'll say pen nuti, our God. Chen, in. Ten miti. Miti is the midst or the middle, and being a feminine noun, then we use the possessive article. Ten for our, ten miti. Ben nuti, our God, masculine noun. Ten miti, our midst, feminine noun. And tinu is now, and it's easy to remember it. It sounds a bit like now in English. Emmanuel ben nuti, chen ten miti, tinu. Again, Emmanuel ben nuti, chen ten miti, tinu. Then we have got ta gom, pay a choice. Ta gom is feminine, my power. Pay is a choice. A choice the Lord, since a choice masculine, so we are using pay, which is for masculine nouns. Ta gom, pay a choice. Now, pa esmo, pay a choice. Since esmo, blessing, is masculine, then pa esmo is my blessing, pe choice is the Lord. Now, when we join them together, then we say ta gom, name, pa esmo, pe choice. Again, ta gom, name, pa esmo, pe choice.